This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half.
Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I sometimes get what I call my America feeling. I get the America feeling when I vote, or when I see the Statue of Liberty, or when I read the preamble to the Constitution. And usually I get so worked up that I actually get tears in my eyes or get choked up. And one time when I very strongly felt the America feeling was when my family was in the car and we were playing the music from my daughter Eliza's phone through the car, which is like a magical thing that I don't understand how that's possible. But anyway, we were doing that. And so her playlist was playing. And of all things, she had included in her playlist the very funny song, The Farmer and the Cowman, also known as Territory Folk, from the Rodgers and Hammerstein 1943 musical, Oklahoma.
I'd like to say a word for the cowboy.
Oh, you would, wouldn't you?
The road he treads is difficult and stony. He rides for days on end with just a pony for a friend.
I sure am feeling sorry for the pony.
And I really very strongly get the America feeling at the end of this song, which I will play for you. But to set the scene, if you don't remember your Oklahoma so well, there's a big party in a town in Oklahoma. And this is when Oklahoma is not yet a state of the United States. It's a territory. And the farmers are there and the cowmen are there. And these are two different groups of people. And in the song, first they're kind of joshing each other, and then they're needling each other, and then they're shoving each other, and then they're having a big fight. And the matriarch of the town, Aunt Eller, shoots a gun into the air to startle everyone so that they stop fighting. And then she orders them to continue singing. And here's how the song continues.
Ain't nobody gonna slug out anything. This here's a party. Sing it, Andrew. Dum-diddy-um-dum-dum.
Oh, the farmer and the cowman should be friends.
Good, but louder.
Oh,
sing it. Sing it. Sing. Come on now,
one
sing.
One man likes to push a plow,
come on,
the other
yeah,
likes to
sing.
Chase a cow, but that's no reason why they can't
wait.
Be friends.
And when this territory is a state and joins the union just like all the others, the farmer and the cowman and the merchant must all behave themselves and act like brothers.
I'd like to teach you all a little saying and learn the words by heart the way you should. I don't say I'm no better than anybody else, but I'll be danged if I ain't just as good.
I don't say I'm no better than anybody else, but I'll be danged if I ain't just as good.
This song gives me such a strong America feeling. I tear up every time I hear it, which makes me feel a little ridiculous, but there it is. Because it's true. It's one of the great dreams of the United States. I don't say I'm no better than anybody else, but I'll be danged if I ain't just as good. If you want to see the clip from the movie Oklahoma, go to happiercast.com and I will put the link there. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.